This is Tammy Remington interviewing Frank Moody at his house on January 1st, 1988, about his life. Right. Where are you born?
Right here in National Lane, right over where Stevie Gazzetti lives right now.
Oh, that's interesting.
That was my grandmother's home.
In what year are you born?
1918, April 21st, 1918.
Where did you live when you lived right over there, right?
We lived here all the while.
How many kids are in your family?
Three of us, and one brother and one sister.
Where were you in that? Were you the oldest or what?
I was the oldest one, yeah.
First born.
My sister was the second, and my brother was the third.
What did your father do for a living?
My dad worked for the Hercules Powder Company for 44 years here in National Lane.
What did your mother do?
My mother was a good housekeeper and a good mother. She stayed home.
What school did you attend?
National Mine, kindergarten. And the school burnt when we were in the kindergarten, and then they built a new school. And we went to the little Norwegian church for the rest of our kindergarten year, and the first grade. And then the new school was built, and we went to the present National Mine School.
What kind of education did they teach you? What was the line of education?
It was general curriculum.
And the average stuff?
Yeah, with the average stuff. You had history, you had English, you had Latin, you had chemistry, you had physics, you had biology, you had agriculture. And it was a good curriculum. In fact, I was sure happy that I had that type of basic.
Did you have any favorite classes?
Oh, yes. My favorite classes were English, chemistry, and physics.
Any favorite teachers?
And one very favorite teacher, a man by the name of Mr. Griggs. He was from down in Lower Michigan, and one of the finest teachers I ever had in my life.
How is the school situated? Did it look different than it does now?
Just like it does now. Only thing, they've closed up the windows now, but prior to that, it's just the same.
Yeah.
That's right.
What kind of lunch did you bring to the school?
Oh, sandwiches from home, and then once a week, Miss Lynn was the home ec teacher, and they would make either corn soup or tomato soup for us. And we had our lunchroom at that time where Mrs. Amin has her art room now. That was the lunchroom.
What kind of chores did you have to do at home?
Everything. Haul in wood, haul water, chop kindling, help whatever projects there were around the house. And sometimes my parents would send me over to help my auntie and my uncles, who were old, and do the same thing over there. My uncle had a horse, and he used to put the water barrel on the sleigh in the wintertime, and we'd go and get water out of Mitchell Spring down there and haul it home for the horse and the cows.
What did you do for outside play when you weren't doing chores and that?
Ski ride in the winter time, skipper ride, you ever hear of a skipper? That's, you make it out of a barrel stave and you have a post up on the little seat. And we used to slide right over here. This used to call Hustler's Hill. We ride down there and we post right down to the old store here. And then we used to sleigh ride and summertime we'd play ball. We always kept busy. There were a lot of kids down here in the end of the location at that particular time when we were growing up. Then we got older, then we got into a little bit of music, and we had a lot of fun playing together.
What kind of books did they use in school then?
Same as you have now, McGraw-Hill.
What year did you graduate?
1936.
Did you have any honors or awards when you were in school?
No, I never planned on going to college, but then I changed my mind when I got older.
How many people were in your graduating class?
17. And there's still 14 of us living.
What age did you have to go to work, or did you start going to work?
When the day I got out of high school.
What did you do?
Went in line. No, first I went to the powder mill, Hercules Powder. And I didn't like it there, and then I went to the mine. Started in the Barnum, and from there to the Moss Mine, from the Moss Mine to the Mather A, and the Mather A, and the Mather B. In the meantime, in between then, I went in the Marine Corps.
What did kids do for entertainment out here?
Oh, we used to have movies in high school in the large assembly room, or not in the large assembly, in the auditorium every Friday night. The man by the name of Mr. Ringette from Republic used to come in with his movies. And we made our own good times, I guess. Didn't have too much time. We were affiliated with the church, with the Epworth Leagues and the Methodist Church, and with the Finnish kids up in the Finnish church up here. We always had something going on.
What did Nasmai look like before it was the way it is now?
Well, it hasn't changed a great deal. Mm-hmm. Outside of the houses look better today than they did those days because it was Depression days and nobody had any money and nobody cared to fix them. And there were a lot of old company houses here at that time that they didn't spend any money on, so now privately they look a lot better. The location looks better.
And when you were a kid, did you consider Nasmai a very special place to you?
Oh, definitely. Nowhere in the world, I guess.
Would you ever consider moving? Or?
No, not at that particular time, no. We're too dumb to. We just thought the whole geography revolved around Nasmai.
Did you spend time with people of other nationalities like the Finns?
Oh, definitely. So, yeah. Finns, Swedes, French. You had to learn to talk Finn around here. All the kids were Finn. So in the summertime, we'd get out of school in May month, about 24th of May, and then Reverend Hillelaw and his wife, he was the minister of the Finnish Lutheran Church in Eshkemen, but he was responsible for this church. So they'd have summer school, what they call the Rippikoulu, in the summertime. And we'd go up there, and everybody, all the kids in the location, the Cousin Jacks, the Swedes, the Finns, we'd go up there, and we learned catechism in Finn. Oh, yeah. That's how we learned to talk it. Because when we were working in the mine, we had to talk. All the old country guys there, you know. There weren't very many Italian people around here, like there was in the Nagani and Princeton and Gwynn and North Lake. But they're mostly Finns in here. So when you worked in the barn of mine, you had to learn how to talk Finn.
Was the population more bigger than it is now here?
Yes, I would say at that particular time we were growing up, I'd say the location was around 1,000 people.
That's many. How many is there right now?
I'd say around 6.5, 7. A lot of the old houses were torn down, the people moved away.
Where did you go to have fun, like, when you weren't really home and that?
Oh.
With your friends and where'd you hang out?
Everything that young people do at that time. And then as we were older, same thing. As we got older, we had our own cars and we'd go to Ishman and dance in the communist hall and all this garbage. Oh, sure.
Sort of just like what we do now.
That's right.
What were the buildings like then? Were they
just like you see them today?
They haven't changed at all?
No. The homes haven't changed. Well, maybe a porch or a deck or something, but aside from that, they haven't changed a great deal.
Were you living during the Great Depression?
Yes, I sure was.
What was your life like then?
Oh, we didn't know. So we were just kids. You know, there wasn't as much around, but our parents managed.
Did you learn any lessons from that experience?
Cool, but you learned how to be miserly.
What's miserly?
Tight. Stingy. Close. Well, not really, but I mean, you thought 2 or 3 times before you'd blow your money. Said there was no money. Babysitter used to get 25 cents for all night babysitting, and lucky to get that. Most of the time, kids like yourself would go out and babysit all night for nothing if your parents were out with the other people. There was no money.
How do you think it's modernized since then?
Outside of a couple of cars, not much. No. In fact, the deterioration, the railroad's gone from here. The mines are gone from here. It's a depleted mining camp.
Did you like it better back then than you like it now?
Well, at that age we did because we didn't know any different. We were never exposed to anything. Being away from here and being kids growing up in this mining camp, we thought this was the best place in the world. Like an old shoe, you always come home, you know?
Were there a lot of things around here that still are?
Oh, yeah.
Like buildings, I don't know.
No. But the Hercules Powder Company was a plant here, and the old Tilden Mine was a plant here. And we got a lot of pulp jobbers around here those days. There was quite a bit of activity. There was no money, but there was a lot of activity.
How do people help each other?
Your parents made you more healthy. My father and several other of the dads around here, we young kids are around there. There was old people in the community that needed their wood cut and split or help to make the hay or whatever it was. They sent us over there, and we didn't ask why or how. We went. We never got no pay for it, of course.
Were your family members originally from here?
Oh, yeah. No. Yes. I'll say yes. Yeah. They came here from Michigan. My mother, my grandfather, were my garages now. He built that garage down there in 1881. It was the store and the post office. And my dad's people came from Michigan up to our old home up by the school there in 1880. So our family has been in this location since 1880.
How much time are you spending planning your whole life? Are you planning to spend your whole life here?
I guess so. Unless I die in Florida or California, I don't know, but as I see it now, yeah.
Do you still enjoy living here?
Oh, yeah. But it's changed a lot. A lot of my friends are all dead and gone, and now we're the senior citizens in Bingo. Let's face it.
Well, that's it.
Okay.